We'd like to stand before the rank and file of the whole labor movement and debate the issues that we have proposed with the leadership of the AFL-CIO. We want them to tell us why we can't have a United Defense Fund to back up strikers all over this country without passing around a tin cup every time they need help. We want them to tell us why we can't have an organizational crusade to organize millions of unorganized workers when the money is in the bank, when the labor movement has the resources, but hasn't got the will to commit those resources. And we want to talk about many other things. We want to talk about why it is that the labor movement that holds the key to the rebuilding of our cities isn't willing to break with 18th century concepts so that we can get on with these kind of problems. These are the things that we want to stand on the public platforms in an AFL convention and debate with the leadership of the AFL-CIO so that the rank and file will know that this is not some little petty argument on whether I love somebody or they love me. That's very, very unimportant. What we're talking about is making the labor movement into a vital force, a creative force that can begin to take the lead in the mobilization of the broad forces in America who need to be mobilized if we are to be equal to dealing with the complex problems that we face in the difficult years ahead. I didn't join the labor movement to sit on my fat bottom. I joined the labor movement to get on with a job for which the labor movement was organized. I have no argument with a man who wants to retire. I have no argument with someone who wants to be comfortable. But I don't think the leadership of the labor movement ought to be a retired worker's rest home. I believe it ought to be a place for action.